Hello, everyone. I'm Brian Zimmerman with Becker's Healthcare. Thank you for joining us for this podcast. We are thrilled to be joined today by Amber Shayetta, Head of Industry Research at JLL. Amber, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much, Brian. I'm excited to chat with you about our recent research.
Yeah, thank you so much for being here. And we're going to unpack the key findings from JLL's 2022 Patient Consumer Survey. The survey was conducted with a nationally representative group of U.S. residents from January 3rd, 2022 to January 12th, 2022. The number of respondents totaled more than 4,000, so 4,060, of which 52% were women and 48% were men. So with that, let's dive into our conversation if you're game, Amber.
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay, great. So not surprisingly, one major finding from the report was that location and convenience matter most to patients and consumers. Can you expand on that a bit more?
Yeah, definitely. Overall, about 83% of patients are traveling less than 30 minutes to access care. This is down a little bit from the 2020 survey we conducted where 89% were traveling less than 30 minutes. But those who traveled between 45 minutes or more were actually more often seeking acute care, either in a surgery center or a hospital or behavioral health services. Patients really prioritize locational convenience over the facility quality, and that has remained true since our previous survey that we conducted in 2020. One interesting finding, though, is when you break down the data by both location type, so whether a patient is living in a rural, suburban, or an urban location, and then you look at the range of generations that participated in the survey from the baby boomer generation to Gen Z, there are some slight differences in locational preferences and convenience choice. I think it's important to recognize that there are some subtle shifts in how different generations view the importance of convenience, especially the Gen Z audience, since they are the future of healthcare demand. If you just look at some of the numbers that we tracked in the results, it's actually interesting to see that millennials care the most about convenience, the locational convenience of a center, but Gen Z is certainly following close behind.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And as an elder millennial myself, I think I probably fall into that category. I appreciate convenience. top of mind for many healthcare providers is telehealth, of course, and how telehealth, it of course, was essential during the pandemic response. And now I think folks are trying to figure out how it will impact patient care and patient visits in a world that is post-COVID or at least COVID adjacent, hopefully coming soon. Your report mentions that telehealth or virtual care is here to stay. Can you expand on this finding and what you believe it means?
Yeah, definitely. It seems like our whole life, everyone had their life disrupted in the last 2 years. Healthcare industry certainly saw some of this disruption in the way that patients are accessing care. Telehealth certainly has become not just a convenience factor, but, during the height of the pandemic, it was a necessary avenue to seek care. So telehealth is definitely here to stay. I think consumers and patients have gotten used to that service and that convenience. But what we believe is that this is really just going to open up avenues for greater patient access. And this ultimately will continue to drive the demand that we've seen in the medical real estate space as, as you've got access to greater access to patients, it's obviously going to expand your medical services, the demand for that healthcare. So telehealth is certainly here to stay, but it's not going to replace the physical office by any means. Our patient survey actually validates some of this. About 50% of respondents said that they had a telehealth visit since last summer, and 31% of those telehealth visits resulted in a physical office visit. So after the initial consultation, depending on, the care that's needed, that ends up, driving the visit to the office for more acute care or more specialized care. So certainly telehealth is offering convenience and creates more efficiency in getting that care, but it ultimately can be an avenue to increase the patient access and overall drive more healthcare visits. We really believe that telehealth is an augment to the physical office and not a replacement. So a couple of fun facts about telehealth, just to kind of belabor the point. Demand for medical office space has really been pretty strong throughout the pandemic. Occupancy for medical office centers has been above 90% since the pandemic started. So we didn't see any wavering on the real estate side. And what's also interesting is that telehealth didn't replace in-person visits. 74% of our respondents received care at a physical location in the last year, although during the height of the pandemic, that was nearly 100%. So clearly people are going back to the physical office to seek care if they have that option. But it's still interesting to see just how much of that adoption of telehealth has become just part of the expectation when it comes to receiving healthcare.
That's some really fascinating, important points there, Amber. Just also thinking about, it might seem counterintuitive, but telehealth, as you point out, is not a replacement. Likely, it's perhaps, am I getting this correct? It's a tool to perhaps expand access and drive more care into facilities ultimately. And I think that makes a lot of sense when you think about the idea of, it's just easier for somebody to get to have an initial consultation, you know, from the comfort of their own home. And then when they know they need to see a doctor more, they want to come into the facility. Am I sort of reading that right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just thinking about my own healthcare experience, and I'm also an older millennial, so I've been around for a little bit. It's so much more convenient to, and so much quicker to just go into the app for, you know, whatever your healthcare provider offers, and you can get an appointment, you can send an email, you can sort of get that initial consultation so that if you have a worry that is, you know, maybe not a super concerning worry, something that might be concerning, getting that initial consult and getting connected to your provider is the first step in getting to the next steps in terms of what that care should look like. And that may mean, you know, you get referred somewhere else, or you get an email back with some suggestions, or it requires an actual physical visit where your doctor or provider has more of an opportunity to examine you and talk about your options. So I just, you know, for me personally, it's been a huge time saver. And it also just, you know, it creates a comfort level. And I think because everyone's just so used to living in a digital world, and consumers especially have so many access points when, you know, whether it's buying goods online or what have you, healthcare has to adopt and evolve in that same way. And I think that the pandemic really forced a lot of providers to think about that. But now it's become a strategic differentiator. How well can you serve your patients through your digital options? And what does that mean for your strategic operations and your facilities programming, you know, for the next 10 years as you future-proof your services?
Thank you, Amber. And the final finding also from the JLL report, it has to do with patient choice. And it's sort of, the finding is that quality of care in the facilities themselves can influence choice for patients. I wonder if you can expand on that finding and also perhaps share how that finding breaks down or differs by generation.
Yeah. So, you know, we've established that location and convenience are super important. So one of the other things that we wanted to discern is how do patients feel about the quality of the facilities? And, you know, there's a wide range, of course, across markets, across systems. But really, you know, the finding for us and for our audience is really trying to get at, you know, how much does the quality of the facility influence patient choice, and how do the different generations feel about that? So a couple of interesting findings. One, baby boomers are most impressed with the quality of the facilities that they received care in, suggesting that maybe they're also the least critical. Whereas younger cohorts, especially Gen Z, they value a much higher end experience. According to the advisory board, 78% of Gen Z is willing to pay a $200 annual fee solely for premium clinic services. If you think about some of these sort of newer players in the healthcare space, you know, there are certainly more providers, there's more choice. And I think some of the differentiators that these providers are offering is the quality of the facilities. Is it sort of like a spa-like experience versus a clinician sort of experience? I think that can attract certain demographics. And depending on what health systems are trying to do in terms of targeting new patient populations, that can be an influential way to sort of build that strategy. You know, how does my facility influence patient attraction? So providers certainly have an opportunity to build for the next generation of patients by upgrading facilities, or thinking about more inviting and modern facility design in order to enhance that effort. Another interesting finding from the report is that since the height of the pandemic, the importance of safety, cleanliness, and well-staffed facilities has dropped most drastically. Safety is down 16 percentage points in terms of concern among patients relative to our 2020 findings. Cleanliness is down 19 percentage points, and the importance of a well-staffed facility fell by 14 percentage points. So this really is reflective more of how the pandemic and our feelings around that have changed, and also how, despite continued staffing shortages among health systems and among healthcare providers, certainly we're not seeing the same rate of hospitalizations that we were during the height of the pandemic. So there is a little bit more slack in the system. So I think patients are starting to feel more comfortable about some of the services they're getting and how well staffed they are today.
Amber, I so appreciate you coming on and just unpacking the survey findings for our listeners. It's been a real pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Brian.
I'd also like to thank our sponsor, JLL. You can tune into more podcasts and virtual events from Becker's Healthcare by visiting beckershospitalreview.com.